So you've heard from Stephanie already, who's a counsellor, about why it's so important to have some me time. Well, this is you time at the end of the day, and have some time out from not just work, but we're just saying there, you know, sometimes it's on the computer. You might think all you're doing is doing a bit of Facebook or Twitter or whatever. Where does that line get drawn between work and interacting online with friends and whatever else? Let's find out more about this with Andrea Wilde, who is a busy mum and a busy businesswoman as well from Radcliffe-on-Trent. Do you get enough me time?
I'd like to say that I do now, but I'd probably be lying.
Right.
I try.
Yeah.
I do try, because I've had a bit of a wake-up call, and I suddenly think it is really important, because, like Stephanie was saying, you're just going to be no good to anybody else if you are coming down ill, unwell. I suffer from psoriasis when I get stressed. I always have done since a little girl. So you know, as soon as that's starting to flare up, it's like, right, you need to have a look at yourself just now.
You mentioned there a wake-up call. What was that?
I was, at the beginning of the year, we launched a new business. I was working 90 hours a week. And, you know, with my other jobs as well, family and everything. And it got to the point where my relationship was suffering and my friendships were suffering. And thankfully, I've got some fantastic friends who feel at ease telling me what they think and how they feel. So just to have somebody say, you know, I'm so proud of you, what you're doing and what you're achieving, and it's brilliant, but I miss you. And I don't remember the last time we spoke. I feel guilty. Every text I was getting was, I know you're busy, but. I know you're busy, but. And it just made me have a look at myself, you know. And I got to probably about September, and I was burnt out. And I had to re-look at everything, take a step back, take some me time, and think that I need to change this. I also run co-run a network of women who are fantastic at giving advice about things like time management. We put on events, and most of the events that we put on is because I want to learn something about it. We recently had a sleep therapy specialist in talking about stress, and she gave us some really, really good tips as well about how to plan out your time. So I take it all on board and just think, you can't be everyone and everything to everybody all of the time, no matter how much you try.
Yeah. So what Stephanie was talking about earlier with planning and sort of planning time and planning jobs.
Yes.
Without letting you get to 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night thinking, oh, I just need to do this and then I might have some sleep. Has that changed?
I was saying to Stephanie outside that, and last night was an early night for me, and that was about 11:30, 11:45. I think I used to need the 8 hours sleep. I don't think I need it so much so now. I think about 7 hours is good for me and it works for me. And I think it is individual what works for everybody. But I am still that person, especially my partner works shifts. So if he happens to be out of the house and doesn't require my attention, then I will, I'll still be working until quite late at night. Social media, is brilliant and also a bane of your life.
Yeah, but because as we said earlier, because of partly what you do by being on social media, it's not just saying hello to people.
No.
It's still connected to work.
It is hugely connected to work. It is 24/7. It's you don't ever have to switch off, and you really just have to give yourself a mental slap if you're not switching off when you should be. I mean, I was thinking just last night, I don't remember the last time my laptop wasn't on my lap and I watched a whole program all the way through without actually just missing portions of it because I was too busy on the internet.
Yeah. But are you taking more time for you than you used to take?
Oh, very much so.
What do you do when you take time out?
Well, recently, I set up a direct debit to a company called Suze, and she gives the most wonderful no-hands massage. So I signed up for a direct debit, and I usually have an appointment once a month, and number one, I'm a businesswoman. I don't want to lose my money. So I've already given it to her. So I will make sure that I will go there. And it's an hour of just relaxation. So even if I'm just getting that hour
I'm curious now. At the risk of going off on a bit of a...
No hands massage.
No hands but what?
Yeah,
she doesn't walk on either.
It's the bottom part. Oh, I see. Of her arms.
I thought she's going to be one of those that walks up and down your back.
No, I know. But honestly, sometimes when you're looking down, you can't see her feet all of a sudden, and you think, where is she? And she's like, obviously on the bed.
Yeah.
And I can't describe it.
No, but you're acting it out.
I'm acting it out.
Great for the radio.
Really good radio.
Okay. And in future, do you think you'll be taking more time out for you?
Definitely. I've re-looked at all of my businesses and what I'm doing. I create a lot of lists. I've got a massive whiteboard. I create a lot of lists about what I need to do, break them up into small chunks, because sometimes the big goals and the big aspirations, they just look so big that it stresses you out, because you're thinking about it all of the time. I've got to do this, I've got to do that. So I look to make sure that I can break it all down. And I've looked at the businesses and pulled back in some areas and delegated in some areas. Mm. You know, I've taken on staff and I have to let them do things and tell them that I need help. I'm not very good at that. I don't know if it's a female thing, but we just seem to think that we are superwomen sometimes and that we need to do everything and we need to be the best at it. And if it's not, you know, if you want it done properly, you do it yourself. But sometimes you just need to stop and say, can somebody help me?
So that's quite interesting, because traditionally we're always told it's blokes. We won't ask for help.
Yeah.
So Stephanie, listening to Andrew's story there, what do you think? She's doing the right things so far?
Oh, I think it's fantastic. I think what you're saying is the perfect example and case study of how you can notice what's going on for you and how you can pull that back and how you can start to bring that balance into your life. And that concept of reaching out for help, the biggest thing is I think people become really isolated. There's a sense of pride or a sense of shame, and that can be anything that somebody's struggling with, from the teenager who's being bullied and is self-harming, to the busy executive, to the guy who's thinking, I'm showing weakness if I tell anyone. Seek the help wherever that may be, and you can turn things around.
Mm. It's quite common, this, as well, isn't it?
Oh, it's massively common, and more and more and more. And I think, people are presenting with complications that they don't quite understand is related to the stress and pressure they're under. And so I don't know why I'm having a panic attack, or I'm a bit worried about my drinking, or I don't know why I'm weepy all the time, or why I'm getting headaches all the time.
It takes time out to recognise that you need time out. That makes sense. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely makes sense.
I'll deal with that. I know I'm getting more headaches, but I need to plough on.
Yes.
And we do that.
Yes, we do plough on. Yeah. Because the busy father needs to be that provider and be a high achiever. The recession, people are worried about money. You, Andrea, saying, you this great businesswoman and you've got a family. But if you don't take time out for yourself, everything impacts. And relationships, you know, we start becoming ships that pass in the night.
Yeah, well, it's the old saying, it's a bit of a cliche, there's more to life than, work, etc.
Completely.
Dare say you've seen that now.
Yeah.
Really good to see the pair of you. Thank you very much indeed. Keep taking that time out, because it's great, isn't it? I'm going to have some now. All right, at 12. Fair enough, I'll wait.